Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am Celeste Morgan, and you are listening to the musical stylings of Charles Holt. I am. And you can find him at intuitiverebel.com. I got a full show for you tonight. We're going to wake up our inner lions because, honey, it's time to roar. It is on so many levels. I'm not ignoring the energy that your news is feeding you right now or your friends or anything else that makes you feel like a mouse or like, I don't know what to do with what's moving. I'm like, okay, I was feeling that too. And so I decided that I was going to go on a journey to tap into the metaphysical gifts that are unwrapping in this very moment. We're in a time of Leo, the lion. The number that's running today is number 5. We have a featured tarot card that's in a lot of places. The Queen of Wands is going to make her appearance to let us know it's okay. We got this. We got to raise our vibration, though, and feel the full potential of where we are and who we are. So, yeah, I'll probably roar. I usually growl at my friends. They're used to it, and it doesn't have to be Leo. Not that they pay attention to me, but, you know, if they say something I don't like, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to listen to them. But there's always a little bit of a grrr that comes out of me. But I don't know for radio how cool it'll be for me to roar in your ear. So let's just do it telepathically. I'm closing my eyes, taking a deep breath, and I'm roaring loudly in my mind because I really do love your ears. Yay! I see my friends are here. Hey, Sarah. Oh, she's my partner in crime. I love that girl so much. And if I don't say this as well, let me let you also know that the energy of the strength card is around, whether it's 8 or 11 in your tarot cards. It makes no difference because strength is always connected to the sign of Leo. So if your birth cards are star and strength, you've got some lion in you too. Ooh, isn't that fun? That's what I love about numbers. That's what I love about tarot. I see, oh, wow, all these friends of mine in the chat room. Hey, guests. Welcome, new Jace. Guests, if you want to join the conversation in the chat room, all you got to do is sign in to Blog Talk Radio. You can create a fake name. Don't worry about it if you want to join a conversation. Otherwise, I hope you feel the love and the welcome to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. I am pulling cards tonight. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And, yeah, I'm really, really happy. No fake name. Really? Life Coach Today? I was just about to thank you, too, for manning the phones until our intern shows up. Oh, that was way back in the day. Really? You can't do that anymore? Well, okay, then let me – I stand corrected. And this is why he's the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, because he keeps me in tune. We all need to be seen. Yes, Life Coach Today, we also need to roar. He rocks. I want to thank him, seriously, for manning the phones and helping me with the technical pieces of the show. I've got so much for you. Oh, my gosh. I think this Christine DeMoyer, please forgive me if I butchered your last name, girl. You know I love you. And Deb Moore DeMoyer, my warrior sisters who keep me in line with the battle of resistance. They keep me in warrior form on crescendo. Check them out on Facebook. I am having a wonderful time, and I love you guys so much just for encouraging me. I told you I was going to do it. Roar transparently. Really, Life Coach Today? Really? Okay. Twist my arm. Roar! Was that okay? I didn't want to hurt people's ears. See, a lion wouldn't ask you that question. A lion would just roar. All right? Okay? I did it transparently. Is that better? Radio the mind. You got to feel it. You got to see it. I got so much for you. Let me stop fooling around and get this show going. I'm a mess. I don't know what happens. Like, I was all, like, introspective and like, I just want to do a great show. And I get up here and did I tell you I'm a Leo rising? Yes. Yeah, sometimes I forget. But it is my second birthday in the time of Leo. I want to give you guys a little bit of information about Life Conversations Radio Network, and we are going to have fun. I want to know how your weekend was. I want to know what you're doing to get in contact with your inner lion. If you can't find your lion, let's bring your kitty cat out. Big shout out to the goddess Bastet before my cat makes an announcement like, meow, you better talk about the cat goddess. She's always around. And I think instead of like just giving her a little piece of a show, I'm going to do a whole show about the goddess Bastet. I don't know when, but I am so tired of shortchanging that playful, beautiful energy, also protector of the pharaohs. Don't play with cats, honey. They will tear you up. Okay, great. Let me go ahead and let you know what's moving at Life Conversations Radio Network, and then I've got more goodies for you. I don't know if you guys know, but Life Coach and Day and I are looking for an intern. We don't know where he, she, them are, but y'all know what? We're going to need y'all to go ahead and enter the studio, okay? Because I don't know how much I'm going to have to pay Life Coach today for manning the phones for me on Sundays. And this is a great place to learn about radio. We're also a lot of fun, too, as you could tell. So if you see our intern, tell him, her, or them that the doors of opportunity are open and waiting for them to step on through. And if you are the intern, I'm going to hug you. Be like, where you been? Now, here are the hotness. This is the hotness this week. Get ready for what's going down on Life Conversations Radio Network. Tomorrow at 12 p.m. on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, which is hosted by our very own Life Coach Today, he is welcoming back the men's panel. And, honey, they're going in, okay? These brothers are going to be talking about rape, domestic violence, and respecting women. This is Joe Kelly, the dad. Man, Ashende Umum, and Don Wolf, Keeper of Stories. Let's have your thoughts and questions as the brothers come together to share about this so needed conversation. I'm getting a message from the Heart Quarter, so I'm just going to check in with that. You know what? Whimpering is fine, too. I just got a message that, you know, you remember how I tried to, you know, roar telepathically? Life Coach Today just called that a whimper. If he don't get up off this show today, I'm like, man, it's my show. I'll roar telepathically. I'll roar out loud. I'll roar in your face. Just kidding. Okay. I don't know, y'all. I ate my Wheaties. And they tasted good. Yeah, so make sure you check out the men's panel. I love these brothers. I love when the Warriors come home to talk. It's a lot moving in the world pertaining to women. I don't even want to go there. That's his show, 2 hours. But please join me. I'm there, too. I come in around 1 to break down the energy of the day. So the men's panel, don't y'all sit on the sidelines for this. Let's have some conversation. Got to end this battle of the sexes and this battle of beating each other down for what? I don't know. Then on Tuesday morning, you can join Life Coach Today at his other home on 12radio.com at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Get a little zest in your life when you join him on Transformational Tuesdays. Then come on back over here to Life Conversations Radio for Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on Living in the Yes at 9 p.m. Eastern. She's been taking us on an adventure with spiritual qualities, and she'll be focusing on love next Tuesday. What's love got to do with it? Everything, baby. Make sure you join her for the conversation. Special announcement. Life Coach Today will be the special guest on It's a New Dawn with Jamie Dawn on 12radio.com at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern this Wednesday. So if you've been missing him, he's going to be all over the place. And can you believe it's the last Wednesday of the month coming up? Well, that means you get to check out another airing of Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today at 12 p.m. Eastern. And we're not done. We've got more for you. Make sure you join Mbasa Safira on the Play Experience, Passionately Loving and Appreciating You, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. She'll have more stories from the land down under, or the land of Oz, known as Australia, and she'll be airing more of her conversation with the Aboriginal singing group, the Sapphires. If you don't know this group, you could check out their movie on Netflix. I love this movie, and I love even more hearing the voices of the real women who live the story. How strong is your sound? Make sure you join her. Yeah, that's going to be a great show. And finally, you know I'll be keeping you company every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Celestial Show, where we can explore tarot and movies and numbers to give you another perspective about how you can see your life. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information about these shows, and also check out 12radio.com to find out more about Life Coach Today and his appearance on the Jamie Don Show. I'll make sure to keep you posted on all of these, all of this information. All right. Are you ready to wake up your inner lion? Yeah? Are you ready to roar with me? You can call me, 347-426-3346. I've got my Mother Peace Tarot cards handy, and I'm in an amazing space right now. And I think the readings that you give are only as great as you are in that moment. And when you're feeling good, you are just such a channel for so much love, devotion, and messages. I'm getting messages everywhere. I'm going to give you your first message right now. The energy of the day is 5. I love the number 5. I did not know that I was supposed to be scared of the number 5 because I have loved this number since I was a kid. I'm like, is it my favorite number? Pretty close. My favorite number is 17, but 5 is pretty close. It's also one of my mother's birth cards, so I'm a little partial to it. But 5 is beautiful. In tarot, people really teach you to be afraid of the number 5 because it's always about challenges. Talk to any numerologist. If your lesson number is 5, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you've got challenges and changes coming up. But that's nothing to fear. And when you play with numbers the way I do, in a different way that I play with it, honey, there are so many gifts to unwrap in the number 5. Let me tell you about it right now. Now, we're still vibing on this new moon and Leo energy. We're definitely going to get to that, too. The big question of the day is, what kind of seeds are you planting? And if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, then number 5 is your lesson number for the whole year. And there is no need to fear the promise of challenge and change that does come with 5, because it's true. But don't forget that 5 also represents freedom. 5 is ruled by the planet of communication, Mercury. I got a crush on Mercury. Not during the Mercury retrograde, but I'm working on that. But I do have a crush on Mercury. Can you have a crush on a planet? Yes, you can, when you know that that planet is connected to the magician. Okay, let me stop. I love magicians. I can't help it. Number 1 magician is connected to the planet Mercury. All of these things come together, which is why I love it so much. And the message I'm sharing today is the message of love. That's a shameless plug for the Pretender song that I love. Message of Love came out in 1981. And who said love was going to be easy, right? Come on. But 5 has fun, revealing ways to show itself. It shows up as the sacred number of Oshun. She is the Orisha of love, intimacy, beauty, wealth, and diplomacy. You can find an image of her on the events page for this show. Whew, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Love Oshun. And 5 is also the Hierophant in tarot, and that means the high priest. Hierophant is Greek, I believe, yes. And though this card is the representative for heaven and earth, like being in the middle way, you know, when we think about the Hierophant, we think about the Pope, because the original tarot deck shows the Hierophant as the Pope. But that meaning has been stretching as we started to learn that there was more to life than conforming to rules. We had to learn how to be renewed and transformed. And that's how I see the Hierophant for me now, as the teacher. It's a powerful card. Okay, and here's my bias coming in right now. Okay, I said it. But the Hierophant is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, which I am, and it's ruled by Venus. Yes, it's true. Taurians are stubborn, but we're stubborn about beauty. I was waiting for Life Coach today to jump in and crack a joke. Oh, he's being good today. And then, you know what? Your fifth chakra is your throat chakra. You use your voice to speak honey words of love for divine healing for yourself and others. And the bear also shows up with the number 5, and the bear loves honey. Good thing, too, because we find it as the number 5 in the medicine cards. The bear is west on the medicine wheel. Big hug to my Native American brothers and sisters who taught me that. And it's on the medicine wheel, the west of the medicine wheel. That's the place of our dreams. It's the womb of our inner mysteries. Access is granted through the tool, or should I say tools, of introspection, which is all connected with that bear and the number 5. Yeah, 5 may be a challenge, but 5 is also full of love and courage, just like you. So embrace your magic. Now, we also had a new moon in Leo on Saturday, and the energy is still flowing, and I want to make sure you plant your seeds for transformation. Now, at the new moon, we're supposed to set our intentions to truly consider what we want right now. And I'd like to feature a very special message that I received on the new moon in Leo. Get ready for this. This message was written by Life Coach Today. He writes the daily thoughts for the month of July. And this daily thought was so on point, so on time. I was like, I'm going to share it, and I'm not even going to tell them I'm going to do it on air. So I want you to make sure that you have this seed to plant in your fertile soil as you start to work toward your craft, your manifestation, what you want to see come up in your life. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. There are numbers on this line I don't recognize, but I really thank you guys for joining me tonight. And I want to make sure I'm not missing what's happening. You know, sometimes you don't need to check hard quarters because people are joning on you. Oh, my gosh, I see Earthwebs. Hey, Earthwebs, welcome home, honey, and welcome, guests. Yeah, it's beautiful to see you. I see lots going on and keeping crazy hours, but tonight I've got ears on while cleaning the kitchen. Well, then let me stay entertaining for you, Earthwebs, as I offer this offering from Life Coach today, unless he'd like to read it himself. Just kidding. I'm scrolling up. Oh, what's this? I'm a bull-headed lion. It's true. I don't deny it. Yes, don't forget to press 1 if you've got questions that you would like for me to pay attention to. Oh, I got a message from Dev. Dev from the Crescendo Project. Oh, yeah, I'll read it out. Celeste, we are loving your show, but challenged in the chat room. So sorry about that. We are roaring right there with you, and thanks for the shout. Loving you while you're beating the drums. Dev, Christine, you know I'm hugging you. Thank you so much for that. They're from 12radio.com, y'all. Kickstart. All right, let me get you your seeds for this new moon and Leo energy, because it is not too late to plant. Because, you know, sometimes people let this energy go without thinking about a single thing that they want. And I don't do that today. I pay attention to the tides. I definitely connect with planting new seeds, and I've got some stuff that I want to see grow in my life. So let's do this together, shall we? Don't worry, Life Coach today, you're off the hook. I'm going to read I Plant Seeds of Transformation, which was offered on the new moon in Leo. Metaphorically speaking, we are all farmers. We are here to plant seeds of love, kindness, beauty, joy, creativity, peace, understanding, and compassion. As we cultivate the soil of our consciousness, the harvest is always transformational. It is felt spiritually and physically. We are the descendants of seeds that were planted eons ago. The ripple effect is never ending. Your life today is the result of seeds planted in the past. Are you tending to the soil of your consciousness? Is it fertile enough for the fruits of the spirit? Do you like what you see? Is it time for pruning? I am awake and enthusiastic about living. My life is a radiant expression of God's love. In God I live, move, and have my being. I give thanks to those who planted seeds of transformation that nourish my life. I listen to the sound of my soul and dance with life to embrace the ever-flowing, abundant energy. I am a seed of transformation. I give birth to the radiant good of God. I water my consciousness with prayer and meditation as I watch my soul grow and evolve. Thank you, understanding in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. Cleo, did you like mommy's reading? That's my kitty cat, Cleo. And whenever she jumps in, I've learned from great psychics that when your pets announce themselves, you're really on to something. So go back and listen to this reading. Oh, I even love the scripture to this. Side note before we go to break. Thank you, Cleo. She's so sweet. Okay, side note about this. I saw this on Facebook before I read this, and somebody asked a question in a group that I'm in, and they said, can you use the Bible for spells? I didn't jump in, but I'm like, yeah. And truthfully, you can use anything. It's whatever you're feeding yourself, whatever messages you're getting. And I'm not talking about spells like hocus pocus, whatever, but I'm talking about like affirmations to feel good. And Life Coach today put a really powerful scripture with this that I just thought, New Moon and Leo, so proud of him. I don't know if you can feel that. That's a kiss. Mwah. Good food, you know, good moment. Now, he who gives seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and cause the fruits of your righteousness to grow. That's from 2 Corinthians 9:10. Love it. Absolutely love it. And I want to thank him and ask him before we go to break, does he have a moment and would he like to join me? Because I just want to talk to him about this amazing thing he wrote. Hey, you. I hear you.
How are you? Yeah, I'm ready.
Roar for me. You got to roar for me. That's so much better than mine. Wow, Life Coach Day, that was kind of deep. You kind of went all Beauty and the Beast on me there, I think.
Yeah, you know, I got to tap into my beastie side.
Yeah, I've seen that side. He's friendly. Oh, Glenda just joined us. She heard you roar. So, Life Coach Day, I know I keep pulling you in for daily thoughts because I know that you write them like earlier in the year, and it just trips me out how they're always on time. And I'm wondering if you'd like to share with the listening audience any new seeds that you've planted for the new moon in Leo.
Well, I've been tilling my soil and planting new seeds by going on a soul retreat. You know, just uprooting, I wouldn't necessarily say uprooting stuff, but it's more really being a conscious observer of myself, you know. So that's what I've been doing, looking at the thoughts that I'm thinking, the things I'm doing, or why I do what I do, what I think is right, what I think is wrong. Just really understand what's behind that. Where did that come from? So, you know, as you read a daily thought, it's just like, wow. I mean, it's yeah, as you said, I read it many months in advance. And I went to Hillside International Truth Center today, and just what people were saying, that it was just so on time, just what they needed. And that's, I don't know how to even describe that, just other than saying full of gratitude. So, really, I'm just going deeper and deeper, making myself available for what I have to offer, even while I'm afraid to keep expressing it.
Beautifully said. Well, I'm going to have more. I'm going to bring a queen into the house, Life Coach, today, so you're going to have to make sure the studio's okay for her, okay?
You said what?
I'm bringing a queen into the studio, okay? The Queen of Wands is going to make an appearance after the break. And also some metaphysical movie tips as well. So can you just make sure that everything is, like, cleaned up over there and everything is cool before she comes in? Because she don't play.
I'm a king. I already know she's going to show up. I already made space for her. I know I will not be my throne completely without her. So bring her on. Okay, I'm done.
Yes. And we are going to go on a quick break. You guys get some water. And I see you, Swiper, Tracy Ann Miller, my lioness sister. God bless her. We've been playing. We'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we're waking up your inner lion because it's time to roar. I need to work on that. Yeah, life coach today went all beastly on me. I'm all confused now. Side note, because that's just me. Now, I was born in 1970, and there's a certain beast that I adore named Robbie Benson, who is the voice of the beast from Beauty and the Beast. And I just got a flash of his face. That man has been following me all weekend. Big love to you, Robbie Benson, for having the courage to do phenomenal roles in your life. One of my favorite movies is The Ode to Billy Joe. Yeah, radical role for him to play. You couldn't play gay in the 70s and not be in some way, somehow, people not try to punish you for it. But he escaped that and continued to rock and continues to rock today. And I'm so proud of him because all the times that I was loving on him, I didn't know this man was dealing with heart trouble. And I just had no clue. And that is what I'm talking about, waking up your inner lion. So big shout out to Robbie Benson, who is my favorite voice of the beast and also my favorite coach. Was that even that movie? I know somebody on the phone lines knows this movie I'm talking about right now. It escapes me. You know, he's the coach. The girl was blonde. Ice Castles. That's what it was. Can we get back to this show now? Well, hey, the beast kind of looked like a lion. It works, right? Oh, wow. Now, you guys are leaving me hilarious messages. And there's one of you I'm going to call out right now. Dina in Atlanta. If you don't stop playing with me, and if you don't, go ahead. If you're already on the phone line, all of y'all on the phone line, go ahead, press 1. Dina, I challenge you to press 1, okay? Talking about my seeds for this new moon is allowing myself to create. I'm writing, dancing, and allowing my creative energy to flow freely. That is beautiful, Dina. Her life path number is number 5, which I love, and I know doing so will bring a shift. But she is terrified of the spotlight with all that magic around her. Terrified of the spotlight. I think you need to join me in the studio for a conversation before Queen steps in. Okay? All right. You know what the time is doing. I'm loving you and hugging you as you embrace the spotlight because you've got more magic to show. Absolutely you do. We've got some other people who just joined us. I see. Oh, really? Uh-oh, I love it when I call my sisters out. I'm going to intuitively guess that that's Dina right now getting ready to join me. In the meantime, I promised you all the Queen of Wands. I'm going to give her to you, and then I'm going to go to the caller. Don't you love it when callers call, man? Beep, 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 beep. It's great. Glenda, if I didn't shout out to you, welcome home, baby. All right. Okay, all my friends are here, and the phone lines are so full. And if I'm not calling you out, it's because I don't recognize your number. But if you press 1, I'm sure we'll remember it in the future. Okay, I promise you guys a queen. Yes, I did. Now, I'm going to do a plug right now for my fan-like page because she is all over it. If you want to see this woman I'm about to describe to you, you can find her on my personal wall. You can find her on a Celestial Show like fan page, which are going to tell all your friends about, right? Right. Now, one of the many reasons why I love tarot is that you can find a deck of cards that look like you. You know, I like to see women of power and particularly women of different cultures featuring their lion roar. And I hope you enjoy those images. But let me tell you a little bit about the Queen of Wands. This was the card of the moment on tarot.com. I love tarot.com. You'll see me post stuff from them all the time because I literally get life from their messages. And the message today was, strong women rule today. Our tarot card of the moment is the Queen of Wands. Embrace all the ladies you love now. Now, This suit, wands, is also sometimes called rods, and it represents initiative, ambition, drive, and desire. This is the suit of enterprise and risk-taking. Now, traditionally, representing the energy of a queen, this woman, the Queen of Wands, who just stepped into the studio, I feel all like I better get it together. This woman represents the natural manager whose gift is to inspire teamwork and divvy up tasks. See, she's not trying to do it all. She knows how to, you know, break it down. She's the one who sees to it that everything runs smoothly. She'll be sweating in the sun along with her family or crew, inspiring everybody to keep up and supporting morale with her infectious energy. She is the best kind of manager to have because she likes challenges. And she's also an encouraging mother who knows you have it in you. She believes in her charges, and they work hard to please her. She is not, however, sentimental. Like a good farmer, she views her crops, her animals, and even the people who work for her as necessary resources for the achievement of a higher goal. If any aspect is no longer productive or cost-effective, she can let them go without a second thought. Do not look to her for sympathy. Ooh, Queen of Wands, you don't play, sister. All right, that was our feature card, and now we're going to welcome my guest. I'm going to find out who this is. I see, sir. I see. And I see time doing what time does, too. Okay. Yes, Life Coach Jay. Hi. Because everything just went blank here. Welcome. I can't see you. Can you? Life Coach Jay? I think I've got a problem in the studio. I can't see it.
Okay.
Buddy.
I can hear you. Dina,
okay.
Dina, you're live.
Yay.
Dina, you got, okay, Lady D.
Thank you, Life Coach Today. I got it. Hi,
okay,
Nanny.
Cool.
How are you? Thank you, Life Coach Today. Well, girl, you made my computer go blank. What was up with all that fire? I love it. Okay, Miss Dina, you shared with us beautifully on the event page. What is this about you being terrified of the spotlight? I'm not having any of that from you. None of it. None.
No,
and I'm going to go to my cards. What?
I started telling myself I was shy when I was 6 or 7, and somewhere along the line I started to believe it.
Oh. Well, let me go to these cards. I'm tired of you, Dina. Dina, with a 5 life path number. That means you have ocean energy, too.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, because I see your pictures. You're gorgeous, darling. The by the tree and everything. See, you're ready for the spotlight. But let me go to these cards and stop playing. I'm shuffling 3 times. We're going to do a quick draw. Make sure we get everybody in. Okay. Quick draw McGraw over here. Let's see what we got. Look at that. She got the 2 of Discs, the 8 of Discs, and then the 5 of Wands. I cannot plan this. Okay, let me tell you this story. The 2 of Discs is a woman who can multitask. She has twins, and she's breastfeeding both of them. There's also a snake around her feet, and the snake is double-headed, which means it's in the process of shedding its skin. It's to the right, so you are serious about getting this work done. So all the creativity that you're seeing and you're expressing and you're sharing to the world is manifesting. I mean, you planted your new seeds, but my cards are saying, honey, it's happening. It's moving. It's to the right, which means you are seriously on a mission to make it happen. Now, to the left, I got the Ace of Discs. Now, the Ace is the beginning. Disc is always about earth and materialism and wealth, by the way, okay? So we got two of discs, we got the Ace of Discs, and this is a baby who's playing with the leopard. And it's to the left, which means this is where the shyness is coming and you're not tapping into all your gifts. You've got more gifts to unwrap, Dina. You're doing a lot, but don't let that mental process of being shy block you from getting your Tiffany's box. You hear me? Tiffany, that cute little light blue box right there, we all get one. You don't have to wait for a dude to buy you a ring. You can get your own Tiffany box metaphysically, Mommy. And you've got powerful gifts, you know. The fact that you know your life path number is an amazing gift. You know, go back to the beginning of the show. Tap into that energy of five. Challenge, change, and freedom to express your lovely Oshun self, which is also connected to Venus, okay? Now, we got the Five of Wands. This is the card. This is where the five comes up. They're like, five in tarot is scary. Well, sure, it's scary because you're standing up for yourself. You are using your full voice, and you have all these priestesses around you, so I see that as being your work with other women, your mission to be a healer, to give us positive messages. We got a phoenix rising, and you got a sphinx in here too. And all of them are dancing together to say, okay, who's going to go first? What's next? What's up? You are the leader who has that answer.
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions? Miss don't want to be in the spotlight.
Mm-mm, that you just said everything. Wow.
Now, can you receive all that power? Can you receive that two of this, that ace of this with your gifts and this five of wands? It's like, we not playing. Oh, I hear a song. Ain't no stopping us now. I just heard that. That's your song. That's your song.
Wow.
Honey, you wake my gifts up, Dina. Everybody doesn't get a song when they get a reading. But you do.
Okay.
So
that's
I will be watching you and holding you up while you walk your journey. You don't have to do it alone. All right, sis?
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Loving you and holding you down. And I know we got Roz next from Reno. Ooh, I like that part of this country. Okay. Got it. Thank you, Life Coach Today. I appreciate you. Roz, time's doing what time does, but I've got a moment for you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, strong voice. Okay. Would you like a general reading today? Three
yes,
cards,
please.
Roz? Okay. Woo, Roz. You sound like you roar. Do you roar, Roz?
I have a Leo rising.
Girl, me too. Okay, that's how we show up. That's how we show up right there, Roz voice. All right, Roz, let me do this for you real quick. Oh,
okay.
Man, it's beautiful. And I love the desert, too.
Mm-hmm. Hi, desert.
See what we doing.
Celeste, you mute yourself. I know you need time to listen, but you are extremely quiet. Ross is like, okay, what happened?
You know why? Because because I was going off, and maybe the universe was like, chill out. We're going to wrap it. Oh, got it. Roz?
I'm out.
Oh, thank you, Life Coach. I don't even know how that happened. That was magic. Roz. You have three major arcana cards. Those are kisses from the goddess, the gods, whatever, okay? Honey, you got 19 sun. It doesn't matter which way the sun shows up. It's always good. The sun features people on the beach. It's high time. It's powerful time. And with that energy of that love, because, you know, Leo is ruled by the sun, okay?
Right.
With that powerful energy, girl, you're going to embrace the world, okay? You're at the end of the cycle. This woman has on a yellow, there's an African woman in a yellow dress. The color of Oshun is yellow. I'm feeling a really strong tie with that right now for you in terms of not only you're going to take your love and you're going to use it as a healing balm to connect people, and then you're going to be invited to start your journey all over again. You're going to have a life of switches and changes that are still going to be fun, And you get to be consciousness descending to start all over again to show us how it's done. Can you follow that, Roz?
Absolutely.
The sun, the world, and the fool. Now, in my tarot deck, the fool is the goddess's favorite child. You know why? Because she's innocent.
Uh-huh.
Hasn't been changed yet. Hasn't been shifted. She's at the beginning of the journey. So I think this is really amazing. I actually want to sit with these because I've never seen anybody get the sun, the world, which is at the end of the major arcana card, and they get an invitation to start all over again to show us how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You are a powerful mama.
Okay.
Do you feel that with your Leo
Absolutely.
Rising?
Absolutely.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
Good.
The sun, the world, and the fool. Mm-hmm.
That's you. That's you. That is you. Embrace it. And thank you so much for allowing me to pull your cards tonight.
Thank
wow.
you.
That's a powerful reading. I appreciate you so much. Hopefully you'll join me next week, and we'll get to talk longer, okay? All right. Wow, you're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm taking a deep breath. Every time I read cards for people, I get just as much out of it as the people who are receiving it. And, you know, those the readings for Dina, the reading for Roz, you can tap into that too. I want to make sure that I remind you to express yourself, to be yourself, to connect with the powerful potential that you have. I promise you a metaphysical movie tip. Here it is. Lucy, Scarlett Johansson, and Morgan Freeman, powerful reminder of what we can tap into when we use all the gifts that we have. Waking up your inner lion, it's about finding those places where you feel shy and pushing through it anyway. It's time to roar. Sometimes that roar awakens us to the realities that we want to change in this world. We don't have to be mousy and quiet. You are a woman, hear yourself roar. And if you're a man right now, tap into some divine feminine as well as your divine masculine energy too. This has been such a ride. I knew this show was going to be fun. I want to remind you to connect with the strength card, which can be 8 or 11 in your tarot deck. And remember, Lucy right now is whipping Hercules behind in the box office, okay? It's not about all of your superhuman strength. Sometimes it's the strength of patience and taming that wild, beastly side. I prefer to say, personally, integrating it, because I need my wild beast to be free to roam. It allows me to express myself fully, which I hope you got to enjoy tonight. Be on the lookout for more metaphysical movie tips for the time of Leo. I'm really glad that Lucy is rocking and rolling, and you could definitely tap into your superwoman strength by tapping into that movie with so many metaphysical messages. I'm not going to tell you the plot, but I will tell you, I had a good time checking it out. So on that note, my beautiful people, I really want to leave you with the, It's Time to Shine by Sherry Marie. Yeah, I love that song. It always makes me feel like full of fire and sun. I love Leos. I love you all, but you Leos. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Watch The Lion King again, too. I'm sorry I did that to you, Life Coach, today. Watch The Lion King, too. You know the scene about remember who you are? All of that relates as well tonight. I love you, family. I'll catch you next week. It's Time to Shine, Sherry Marie. You can find her at sherrymarie.com. Good night. Told you not to be fabulous. They tried to take your soul. Guess what? They lied. You're in control. Yeah, yeah. Somebody said you'd never be anything. They tried to change. Shine, time to shine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.